Blog Talk Radio.
We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome you to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. Hallelujah. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. And this is our hour of power prayer. I'm Apostle Anthony Horsley. I'll be getting us started this morning on this Thursday morning. I believe it's the seventh day of April. Hallelujah to God. It's the seventh day already. Time has gone by fast. Hallelujah to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise, because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. The heart to care. Okay. Eyes to see and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Amen, amen. Well, good morning. Thank you, Jesus. Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We want to welcome you to Prayer and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We have the teacher and tutor, Pastor Darlene Bundy, a wonderful woman of God with an excellent spirit. And this is our hour of power of prayer. And we thank God for this Thursday morning once again. Father, in the name of Jesus, the Lord God, in you, Lord, we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. Lord God, we come to thank you, O Lord God, for this morning, O Lord God, the early rising on this morning, O Lord God, that you have blessed us, O Lord God. It's just another day, Lord, that you have kept us, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. On this week, Lord God, they call it Lent, or some may call it, I think it's next week, the Passion Week, where we come before you, Lord God, to as a memorial, O Lord God, for resurrection morning, O Lord God. This would be the week that we would be heading into Palm Sunday, Lord God, and we thank you and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, for you moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. We thank you for the laying down last night, O Lord God, or us that did lay down last night, O Lord God, in the early rising this morning. Thanking you, O Lord God, for blessing us, O Lord God, to be here in this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you will bless our children, O Lord God, and our grandchildren in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God. Touch each and every one individually and collectively, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for this week, O Lord God, and all those that came forth, O Lord God, and has joined in the circle of friends, O Lord God, and Lord God, those that has facilitated, O Lord God, and the input, O Lord God, to make it possible, O Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God, that we will get all the way to this Thursday morning, O Lord God. Hallelujah, O Lord God, and just thank you for your many blessings, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In spite of, Lord, all of the chaos, O Lord God, in spite of the drive-by shootings, O Lord God, in spite of, O Lord God, everything that is going on, O Lord God, you still reign, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you for your presence, O Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Asking you that you bless my wife, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with a weekend, O Lord God, for the 39th anniversary, O Lord God. We ask that you bless, O Lord God. We ask that you bless the visitor, Pastor Darlene Bennett, O Lord God, wonderful woman of God, O Lord God, and each and every one again in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we want to hold up Sister Hayes, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Some misfortunate things happened to her, Lord God. She needs financial blessing and deliverance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, as we come to worship you and to praise you and thank you, Lord God, we pray for the President of this United States, O Lord God, and the Vice President, O Lord God, all those that are on Capitol Hill, O Lord God, House of Representatives, O Lord God, those that are in authority, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, they say, and I heard this say, Lord God, that there's another virus, O Lord God, with some type of variant, O Lord God. And I just don't understand, O Lord God, but I know who holds the future, Lord God. And life is worth living, O Lord God, just because we live, O Lord God. We ask that you keep us, O Lord God, as you go forth in the name of Jesus, God, as we move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for the scripture of the week, O Lord God, which we found in Matthew 12:3, O Lord God. We thank you for it, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for those that need jobs, O Lord God, and those that are looking for new jobs, O Lord God, those that are looking for homes, O Lord God. We pray for families that are going through a time of bereavement, Father, that you would bless them and comfort them in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Those that are suffering, O Lord God, with some illness, O Lord God, that are going through operations, O Lord God, those that have appointments, O Lord God. We pray even for those that are incarcerated this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, God, that you're moving by your power, O Lord God, that you're showing yourself strong, O Lord God, on every side, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you in a mighty way, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen again. I'm going to see if the wife is on the line, if she has joined us this morning.
Yes, amen.
Okay, sweetheart.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. everyone. Praise God and good morning, Elder Horsley. We thank you for that beautiful prayer this morning and opening. We do honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and, of course, the visionary of this great ministry, our dearly beloved Pastor Darlene Bundage, a powerful, wonderful, anointed woman of God, a woman who's always about her Father's business. Praise God. And I do know that everyone on this line also shares, hallelujah, in doing the will of the Father. And so we honor all who are on the line, those who are in clergy, and just everyone, all the saints of the Most High God who have gathered to lift up Jesus. This is what it's all about. I'm going to be reading the scripture of the week, and it's found in St. John chapter 12, verses 12 to 13. And it says, this is Jesus' triumphal entry. It says, "The next day a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, 13, they took palm branches. They took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.'" Powerful, powerful verse. We do thank God for this word on this morning. And basically, we know this is a depicts the Palm Sunday story, as it were, and it represents the Jesus triumphal entry, hallelujah, to Jerusalem, hallelujah, where he knew he was going to face the cross, hallelujah. However, it was in timing with how Jesus wanted to be revealed, hallelujah, on this particular day, because it coincided with the Jewish Passover. And we know that it was John the Baptist in St. John 1 and 29 who made known and heralded the fact that Jesus was the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In St. John 1:29, John seeth Jesus coming, and he saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." You know, we have a right this morning to give God the glory. We have a right to praise him. Hallelujah. We know that Hosanna, hallelujah, in the Jewish, hallelujah, tradition, it represented the people crying out, "Save us, Messiah," hallelujah. For many of them recognized that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah, hallelujah, that the people were waiting on. But then there were some who was there not for any good for Jesus, but many of them hated him. Hallelujah. Not all of them were praising. And we got to remember in our lives that sometimes we go through some good times, not so good times. Not everybody will praise you, but in this particular instance, Jesus was being lifted up, hallelujah, known, hallelujah, as his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, even though he was being praised on this particular day, hallelujah. A few days later in the week, he would be crucified. And the same crowd that's praising him would be the same crowd, the same people crying out, "Crucify him, my God, my Lord," hallelujah. But you see, the people were waiting on the Messiah. They were waiting on the one to be revealed as the anointed one. Hallelujah. And we know Jesus coming into Jerusalem also fulfilled, hallelujah, prophecy in Zechariah 9 and 9. It says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion, shout aloud, daughters of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming," hallelujah, "and he has salvation. He's humble, and he's mounted on the donkey of a colt, and the foal of a donkey," hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we see that it's pretty significant that when Jesus was being heralded king at this particular time, he was riding on a colt, hallelujah, a baby donkey, in other words, that has never been ridden before, symbolic too of his humility and the fact that he was coming in a form of peace, hallelujah. He can ride on. Usually when the king rode on a horse, represented, but Jesus was representing to the whole world that he was truly the King of Kings, the King that would bring peace, the King that would represent victory, love, truth, hallelujah, and righteousness. Truly, Jesus is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. So at this particular time, hallelujah, Jesus knew the time was right, hallelujah, for him to be recognized as the King, not only of the Jews, but the King of all mankind, all who accept him. Glory be to God. Saints of God, it just seemed so, you know, it seems so horrible as we see him getting ready to be crucified. But yet and still, if there's no cross, there's no crown. He had to go through the week of what we call the Passion Week, the Holy Week. He had to go through being betrayed by Judas. He had to go through being denied, hallelujah, by Peter, hallelujah. He had to go through the being taken from judgment hall to judgment hall. He had to go through slapped, spit on, ridiculed, made fun of for you and for me. Hallelujah. Jesus stayed focused, although he was going through, hallelujah, a difficult time. He knew he would face a difficult time, but yet Jesus stayed the course, hallelujah. And that speaks volumes to us saints to understand there will be times in our lives, praise God, that it seems like suddenly, you know, after things going good, then suddenly things may not turn out the way we expect. We still got to have a praise for Jesus, y'all. Hallelujah. You see, the people was crying out to Jesus on that day, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us in the Hebrew language. But in English, it represents a praise. They was praising him. Hallelujah. They were saying, praise the Lord. They were saying, blessed, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. How much more then should we praise him? Hallelujah. Those of us who've been saved, hallelujah. Those of us who have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. How do we know that he lives? He lives within our heart, saints. He lives within our souls, hallelujah. And we see Jesus, hallelujah, being praised at this particular time. And this is why we celebrate the Palm Sunday, which we know is coming up this Sunday. It's very important that we keep our praise. No matter how the circumstances may change on us, we still going to give glory to God. We still going to praise God. Hallelujah. Because I remember one of the last words that Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When we are going through our trials and tribulations, we got to pray for our enemies, y'all. We got to still have the love of Jesus in our hearts. Hallelujah. And we got to learn to thank God and know that everything is working for our good. Hallelujah. You see, if it wasn't for Judas, we wouldn't have a Savior. If it wasn't, hallelujah, for Peter, we wouldn't have a Savior. If it wasn't for the Roman soldiers whipping him and all that, hallelujah, he had to go through that, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, he first loved us. He loved us enough to go through, hallelujah, for us, hallelujah, because we got to keep looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, that no matter how he was persecuted, he stayed the course. What I'm trying to get across to you all is that many times in our lives, we will be faced with difficult situations, difficult times, and it seems right after a good time, but it's okay. We have to learn to handle it. Know that all things, saints, are working together for our good. It may not feel good at the time, but we have to know that there's a higher purpose. No course, no crown, no pain, no gain. We got to recognize, hallelujah, that we got to give God the glory in spite of what we go through. Hallelujah. We got to remember, like David said in Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. We got to recognize, saints, that we serve, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings, who is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus died on that cross because he loved us, y'all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We have to recognize that God has, hallelujah, always think of, he's thinking of our good. And we should also praise him, knowing that he's working all things to our good. Glory be to God. I like what David said in Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Glory be to God. We got to remember, hallelujah, in Psalms 103, glory be to God, says, I will bless, hallelujah, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Saints of God, we got to have a praise, hallelujah, always down in the city of our soul. Hallelujah. You know that song, I've got to praise, I got to praise, and I got to get it out. I've got to praise. Hallelujah. When we stop and remember the suffering of Jesus, we stop and remember how much he loved us. Even while we were yet sinners, the scripture says that Jesus died for us. Hallelujah. Therefore, we should live a life, hallelujah, that's sacrificial unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I like what Apostle Paul says in Romans 12:1. He said, present your bodies, therefore, as a sacrifice unto the Lord, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. I like what Isaiah 53, when you have time, read that whole chapter, because that whole chapter has to do also with the passion of Christ. How much he loved us. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness or no beauty that we should desire him. He's despised and rejected of men. Talking about Jesus, we know Isaiah was known as the eagle-eyed prophet, for he saw the coming of the humble servant Jesus. This is why he rode on that donkey, representing his humility to the will of the Father. If Jesus humbled himself to the will of the Father, how much more should we? And it goes on to say, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And this is the scripture we're very familiar with. This is Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, my God. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Isn't that something? Glory be to God. It goes on to say, I'm going to skip down to 7. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. He opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Glory be to God. And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. Glory be to God. We should never forget this, saints, how Jesus suffered, bled, and died for us. But on the third day, he was risen from the dead. On the third day, he rose, granting us all victory over sin, disease, death, demonic possession, hallelujah, and oppression. Saints of God, we should remember that we are a most victorious and blessed people because of what Jesus did for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I love what it said. I'm going to read the last verse of Isaiah 53. It says, therefore will I divide a portion with him. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he had poured out his soul, yes, he did, unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bared the sins of many, my God, and made intercession, hallelujah, for the transgressors. That was us, hallelujah. We were the transgressors, hallelujah. Glory be to God. But now we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Saints of God, we got to continue to give God the glory. We got to continue to give God the praise. How do we do this? We're going to do it by being obedient to his will. And he said, go, hallelujah, into all the world and make disciples, hallelujah. We ought to be carrying our witness, hallelujah. We ought to be sharing, hallelujah, our testimonies with others. We ought to let others know that God did not come to condemn the world, but that all should come to him and be saved. Glory be to God. You know, when they was throwing those, my mind is thinking about when they were throwing those palms on the road to where Jesus was riding on. They were throwing their clothing and throwing the palm branches in his path, hallelujah. They were heralding him as king, as Messiah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Those palms represented peace, hallelujah. Those palms, hallelujah, were representing life, hallelujah. And true life, hallelujah, is in Christ. Jesus said the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. So as they began to throw those palm leaves at him and all, it represented Jesus victorious, being our king, bringing peace, establishing true government, hallelujah, and true righteousness on the earth, hallelujah. Truly the scripture says that God's glory shall fill the earth, hallelujah. And we know this happened when Jesus came on the scene, hallelujah. We know that Jesus establishing his peace on the earth. This is why it's important that we, hallelujah, share the gospel everywhere we go. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done in our lives. And we just need to do our part and to fulfill the commission of the Lord. Glory be to God. When we look at the book of Mark 16, I'm going to read this and then I'm going. But as saints of the Most High God, we got to be about our Father's business. Hallelujah. To show our appreciation for the suffering of Jesus. Hallelujah. He became the suffering servant as he was symbolic of him riding on that donkey. Hallelujah. So what should we do? What should be our response to Jesus? We should obey his commandment. And we know his commandment is love. Hallelujah. Loving the Lord thy God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And I'm going to end right here where Jesus says in Mark 16, verses 17, and this includes all of us, these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. 18, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Saints, we got to continue to stay busy for Jesus. We love y'all. Stay encouraged and have a happy Palm Sunday. God bless you. Peace and blessing. Elder Horsley, are you there? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're here.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to rejoice. We're going to sing our praises forever for the Lord. Okay. Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can go.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes, he's worthy.
Oh,
he's worthy. Hallelujah.
Hosanna,
the Lord.
For he is worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Oh, magnify the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock.
Blessed be the rock of my
salvation. Hallelujah. Well, as we move along in this hour of power of prayer, we thank God for this Thursday morning. Glory to God in the highest.
Yes,
and we just thank you, God. You know, I was thinking that on the scripture of the week that it was starting earlier when they was there gathered together, and they said had broke the alabaster box, you know, and that's what I was reflecting on, how precious it was and how she felt about the Lord.
Yes,
that it was very costly. It was this was just a move of a passion. Expressing her love for God. Hallelujah to God. And I was thinking about, as we go through this time, we've been fasting and praying, and we came through the pandemic. And I believe that we need to try to fast as we're going through here and get a deeper understanding of God and what all that he has done. That means that we're going to be able to reap a bigger harvest, that the blessings are coming. A lot of times I believe that we don't get the blessings that we be looking for as we do now. God be blessing us here on Block Talk Radio. I tell you, God, it's just awesome the way that he blesses and how things just come to pass right after the broadcast end for the day. It doesn't close, it just ends for the day. And how God begins to work in people's lives and do things. So with that, I just thank God, glad to be on the platform. Hallelujah to God. I'm looking at some, studying some things in the Lord, and I'm trying to get an understanding on it. But it's good illumination. And as I looked at it, it's some things that Pastor Darling taught about, you know. And a lot of times you hear and then you don't hear. But then it comes up with about finances and, you know, how not to deplete all your finances. She does a great job on that there. And hopefully that she'll do it too. But this is our week of that we're going into Palm Sunday. So we're going to get the prayer request. We get a couple people to pray. So we're going to move along in this hour of power of prayer. I just want to check in with Pastor Darling, giving her all due respect because she stands at the helm. Hallelujah to God, and it might be something that we all have to hear to add on to the prayer as we go forth in this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus. I just want to take and see if there's something that she might have there that needs to be voiced at this time. Pastor Darling?
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you, Evangelist Wonderland, for the wonderful exposition of the word this morning. I mean, you always just seem like you have such joy in your voice when you're talking about God and his work, and it just blesses me when I'm listening to you. And Apostle Horsley, thank you for your facilitating and leading us in the songs and everything today. I do want to solicit prayer for one of my nephews. He had an operation on his ACL cup. It's something on his foot, leg or something. And he is recovering from the surgery. His name is Wellington. So we want to pray for Wellington's healing. Also want to pray for Nisi, who lost her father. And then there are others who are out there who have lost loved ones. Just praying for those who are grieving that God would give them peace over the death of a loved one being gone. And still want to pray for this situation over in the Middle East. It just seems so horrible what is happening. Just want to pray that God would just, you know, help us all to be at peace over everything. Because even with these things that are happening, the virus is coming back. There's more viruses coming through. And I just want to remember what our bishop was teaching on the other day about protecting your peace, and don't let these things that are happening around the world and even in your local neighborhood to cause you not to have peace. So You know, I had a situation recently with somebody, the one that, the lady who hit my car, just very aggressive and disorderly. And I said, you know, you're not going to steal my peace. I'm just going to have peace over this situation. We're going to get this done. So just pray that we all will have peace no matter what is going on, and that our families will come to a place of receiving Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That's for everybody's family. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That's very true, and I noticed that the closer that we get to the resurrection morning, hallelujah, going through this time, yes. It usually started a time before, it was a little time when things were just coming up so, and Jesus was going through a time there, knowing that he would have to come to this time and that's why it looks like there's an added pressure around this time. Everybody, I had a lot of calls from people losing their piece of coffee. Can you pray for me now because I'm going to do it? And they started. I said, look, that's just a trick of the adversary to get you out of the spirit, because once he gets you out of the spirit, and that's his job, you're not going to be able to hear from the Lord. You're not going to be able to enjoy that spirit of heaven that lives in you. You're not going to be able to enjoy that Holy Spirit that's in you. Love, joy, and peace. Righteousness, joy, mm-hmm. and peace. And joy in the Holy Ghost. So that's his job, to just try to just pull you out of there. And once you pull you out of there, then you have to go back and you have to begin to worship again until you're repeated, return back on, because he's trying to pull you into a difficult situation. With that, we want to worship the Lord. We want to get your prayer requests. Hallelujah to God. That's what would be the best way to go. I don't see my time here. But we want to, let's just get the prayer requests. And maybe you have some short testimony, I believe, because my wife may be a little bit faster. But we want to get the testimony. Hallelujah to God. Then we want to worship God and go forth in the name of Jesus. That'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Alice Marie, and I have a prayer request for Charlene. Charlene, been looking for a house to move out, where she left one house to move in with her boyfriend, and it's still not working. So she's been turned down, and I mean not turned down. People beat her to it, or something like that, and now she's so depressed and don't want to talk to anybody, and she is a mighty woman of God, but, you know, sometimes things happen, and you don't hear when people talking to you, or you don't hear, can't hear him because of the state you're in, as Pastor Horsley said. So let's pray for her, you know, to, get back where she should be, and even herself spoke that, well, maybe that house, you know, not for me. He got something better, but now she's not hanging on to the words of God that he promises. So let's pray for whatever going on with her, and pray for Josh, too, because of his personality and things he say, they are mixed racial. You know, he's white, she's black, and sometimes he says words about black folks, and, you know, so, and she just don't, and it just, you know, she said be still in her peace. You know, she can't deal with that. So let's just pray for Josh and her and his son, Isaiah. We also pray for Gianni that he continue working, you know, learning and doing, getting the work that he needs, you know, that he passes grade. That's it. Thank y'all. So that's Josh,
amen.
Charlene, Gianni, and Isaiah.
That's it.
All of them.
Would anybody have that scripture? I think it's in Romans, where it says, "What shall separate us? Or what shall separate you from the love of Christ?" It's Romans 8, 38.
I believe it's the 38th verse. Romans 8:38. Let's let me check it. I think it is.
Okay.
Romans 8:38. Shall separate us. Oh, yeah, then all these things. Okay.
Give them all that confidence.
Verse 38, for I'm persuaded that neither death, is that the one you're looking for?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's the one.
For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, angels, principalities, nor powers, nor things present, things to come, height nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8:38-39, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. I'll keep that in mind for that pastor, because for you to lose your joy, nothing's supposed to be able to separate you from you, especially after you walk with the Lord a while. We're gonna continue, but it's very important, especially when you have that calling on your life and you've been called by God, and you're an ambassador of Him, and you're called here to colonize people, to draw them into the kingdom, because our lives are living epistles. People read our lives. That's what they do. So that just came to mind there. Okay, someone else have a prayer request? We'll go on.
Good morning.
This is the hour of our prayer. Come on. Yes, ma'am. Come on.
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne. I want to keep my grandson, Keyshawn, in prayer that he finish school and go the right way. He's hanging with the wrong crowd.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. Amen.
I also want to ask a prayer for Brittany. Brittany is my niece, and she's near term, about to have her baby. So we want to pray that the baby come out healthy,
wonderful,
and strong, and okay, everything will work out for her. It's a baby in the next few days. I'll be here.
Amen. Oh, God bless Brittany, baby. Hallelujah. Yes. Come on, Sister Gladys.
Sister Gladys. I just want to keep my whole family actually in prayer. Our family, my grandsons, to find, you know, full time jobs, not just part time jobs, and praying for my home, and you know, and just that God, you know, just remember all the prayers that have went up before Him. He will, and that I'm just giving Him thanks for all the things that I've already asked Him to do, that we have already asked Him to do. He hasn't forgotten not one of them, but it's all in His time. So I want to thank God for that this morning, and traveling mercies after I go to my doctor's appointment this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, yeah, but then we're going to go in the worship
yes.
of praise. And...
Good morning. This is our sister Marion, and I want to thank y'all for continuing praying for my sister Peggy. She is now in a hospital / mental institution. Circumstances wasn't to get her there. It wasn't easy, but God spared her life. Police's whoever, you know, got her, they didn't, you know, hurt or harm her. But so we will continue to pray for her, her mental status, that they would keep her long enough there to, that she's healed and come back to her right mind. So thank you for your prayers, and continue to pray for my daughter, Cece. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, certainly will.
And my sister Peggy is her name.
Peggy?
Thank you.
We have one more, then we go on to go forth. Uh-huh.
This is Sister Gladys. I also want to pray for my daughters. One is trying to sell a house, and the other one is buying a house and stuff, that God, you know, prevailed in that, and that they... the one get her house, and the other one, my daughter sells her house that she was left with. Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Certainly will.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning. Good morning, Mrs. Chris. Stay on.
Good morning.
Yeah, the prayer. Good morning, Pastor Skalak. Continue, someone. Okay, y'all didn't have a prayer request. I had a prayer request or a testimony or something there. Okay. Okay, so we have all the prayer requests in. Amen. Amen. I think we're close. We're nearing up on the top of the hour. I'm going to go to see what Pastor Dolly wants to do with the next few minutes. She wants to have a corporate prayer, individual prayer, because my watch is off. I don't want to run over the time. Amen.
Amen. Let us just all come in. Let's just all come in and pray together. And we know that God would hear these prayers. And if you have something else, go ahead and put it out there in the atmosphere while we're praying and believing for us.
Okay.
So let us.
Yes.
So Lord, we just thank
Amen.
You.
Yes. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, O Lord God, a corporate prayer, Lord God, where we pray request, O Lord God, for the newborn baby that's coming into the world in the next few days, Lord God. Minister Chris Fashion's sister, Lord God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, thank you for moving by your spirit and by your power, thank you for that wonderful day, O Lord God.
For a miracle for our children, Lord. And for mental stability, Lord. Regulate your brain. Regulate, oh God. Oh God. From all fear.
Realizing, God, there is nothing better. I'm greater, Lord God. Nothing greater than you, Lord God.
know, Lord God, that you hear us.
Lord God, we pray that you bless us, oh Lord God, and that you thank you, Lord God, as we in the name of Jesus, Lord God, those that need jobs, Lord God,
bless every motorist out there on the road, God.
Thank you, Lord God, that you move it.
Bless your
Amen.
Of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.